And if a manager ain't digging you,
yes.
digging you,
yes.
digging you,
yes.
what?
yeah, yeah,
yeah. I was doing so well.
Welcome back to another video on Field of Play TV. Happy to be in the studio today. It's a nice day, you know, with the boys. Going to chop it up, but we have to speak about a very special guest.
Oh, come on.
Very, very special. Honestly, like, busy schedule, you know, we've been chasing, we've been, you know.
It's a bit busy as well.
You know, but it's blessings at the end of the day, man.
Oh, every time. Every time.
So we're grateful to be in the studio with Moses, man. How you doing, my boy?
I'm good, man. Thank you for having me. Thank you for having me.
Pleasure.
Pleasure, bro. Pleasure.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to today, you know, talking football, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, we're in a good place right now. Yeah. I could talk football today, you know what I'm saying? I'm not too sure about you lot, but
listen,
we'll get into that. We'll get into
you
that.
Will get into it for sure, man. And obviously, back in the studio with Sanch. How you doing, bro?
Good to be back, bro.
Yeah.
One after the other, so it's good. It's good.
No, 100%, man. 100%.
We're moving, we're rolling. We love that.
We are.
We
are.
I love that.
Before we get into things, bro, obviously, you're in a content space,
mm-hmm.
doing amazing things, built a massive audience for yourself.
I wouldn't say massive. It's all right,
innit? It's modest, modest.
Nah, big up your thing, bro. Big it up.
You're right.
And obviously, like, working with amazing brands as well, big brands. Like, how are you finding that, bro? Like, how are you navigating things?
You know what? It's a case where it's a blessing, as you say, but I never expected it to kind of, like, come about the way that it did. Obviously, I used to play football before I was doing all this content thing.
100.
But I just saw it as something to, like, get my mind off of things, enjoy it. And then all of a sudden, I just started seeing, like, more and more traction, more and more engagement coming in. I was like, okay, I could actually see a lane here for myself that maybe not too many people are doing. So I'm just cut through that.
Yeah.
Here we are, bro.
Yeah.
Field of play.
For sure. For sure.
You know what I'm saying?
For sure.
You know what I'm saying?
And obviously, you mentioned kicking ball.
Yeah.
Livingston.
Yeah,
Barnett.
Flipping out. It's tapped in. You want your research there?
Yeah, bro, we got to.
Okay.
Playing out in Sweden.
Flipping out.
So I want to know, like, how do you transition from being a baller to now making content and resonating with millions, bro?
Do you know what it is? Not a lot of people know this, but before I started doing content, like 2020, when like lockdown happened, when most people started, I was still making content whilst I was playing football at Barnet and Livingston. So I went under the name Uncle Mo. So I was doing like
Uncle Mo.
Uncle Mo, that's what people used to call me back in the day.
Why?
I used to make Nigerian dad skits, basically depicting my day-to-day life with my dad, essentially.
Yeah.
I used to wear like the whole get up, you know, the cap or whatnot, with the Nigerian accent, just like relatable.
African man.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm putting on accent, everything. You know what I'm saying? Like, the full shebang. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And I was doing that whilst playing football because I used to watch a lot of like Viners, like American Viners are one of my favorite, like probably like Reggie Coos, Caleb City, and whatnot. Those guys are still kind of like prominent. And then obviously from the UK perspective, it was T Boy from Don't Jealous Me. He was on YouTube and whatnot. A Dot Comedian, Tom Mucci, those kind of guys. Those are the goats. You know what I'm trying to say?
100.
Even that Big Tipper and 100, 100. Those guys there were like top.
Yeah.
So I was doing like my own thing with that whilst playing football. Mm. So whenever I wasn't training, I was just making like videos based on that. But is that when it came to like maybe 2016 in January, that's when I decided I wanted to focus more so on football. So I stopped making content for 4 years. And then COVID came about and I was like, so it wasn't, didn't really feel like a transition, just basically just going back to what I already knew.
Yeah.
So, but the thing is, the thing that was different was the space because everyone started making content and it became like a thing where brands started getting involved in all those things there. But in terms of making comedic sketches, that's always kind of been within me from a young age, I think. So.
And how did your experiences playing as a professional, how did that transition as well into the content?
Ooh. I remember when I made my first like football skit, right? Obviously, a lot of my football skits are based off of real life.
Yeah.
Normally things happen to me.
Mm.
My first football skit was like a pre-season one. Like, you know, when you come back to pre-season the first day and it's like, you know, it's like a bleep test that you have to do. And then I had like this one character called Jimmy that was... you know, the busy character, you know, that's always, he's always fit. He's fit for the season. He's buzzing for the bleep test. You know what I'm trying to say?
Stopping.
So I made a skit on that. And then loads of like footballers like started seeing it and resonating with it, like, oh, right, like I went through this as well.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, let me do another one. Yeah. So I made like another skit based on like, you know, when you're like your sub,
yeah,
gaffer told you to warm up.
Yeah.
And you're basically warm up for 90 minutes.
Yeah.
So I've done that, yeah, but put my own comedic spin mm-hmm. on it kind of mm-hmm. thing. And bare people could relate to it. Yeah. Obviously, these are all things that at the time it was happening to me when I was experiencing it was tough to take,
yeah,
especially as like a young professional.
100.
But I just saw like a comedic side to it that mm-hmm. can put a spin on it. Like, and one thing I didn't realize that I was doing as well, certain people were reaching out to me afterwards and being like, oh, Mo, like this happened to me like last week kind of thing. And I was pretty down about it, but like I've seen like the video that you've made and it's kind of made me have like a different kind of outlook on things and see like the funny side. Of course, it's still like tough to take, but realizing that you're not alone and it happens to a lot, even like best of players.
Yeah,
it
happens to, essentially. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I didn't even realize that that was also an effect that I was having on people as well as like making people laugh through my pain, essentially, which I guess the best comedy comes from, innit?
Yeah.
So, blessings, bro. Blessings.
Yeah.
What do you enjoy the most being in a content space as well? Like?
I think presenting. Mm. I think presenting is probably like my favorite thing to do. Okay. I like to talk to people.
Yeah. Okay.
And when I say presenting, also like interviewing people as well, because as much as I love to talk,
mm-hmm.
I love to like
listen, take it listen, in, like
what people are talking about. Because for one, I feel like other people's stories are more like, they're very interesting and whatever experiences people go through, you can kind of like add that to yourself to also make yourself a better person or just like, you know what I'm trying to say? It's 100. Like, it's a different outlook
mm-hmm.
on life as opposed to, because we don't know it all.
Yeah.
It's always nice to hear from other people essentially. So that's, I love like presenting and interviewing people mm-hmm. and getting that kind of outlook.
Yeah. Different lens.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, it's a different lens. For sure.
And as you say, you don't know it all. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You can hear a gem from someone where it doesn't even look like they're trying to give you a gem.
Exactly.
One of them ones.
Exactly.
I mean?
Something could just click from what they're saying. It's like, oh, I was even thinking of doing something like that, but mm-hmm. they've done it this way kind of thing. How can I then like maneuver it to make it fit for myself and for whatever I was looking to do, essentially. So you just never know. Obviously, you can't plan for those things, but sometimes it pops up.
100.
Essentially.
100%. And obviously, we're going to get into it all. But I want to know, like, how you a Scouser, man?
I was waiting for this one.
Like, I don't get it. Like, obviously, we get thrown the United, whatever, London.
Most
of
the United fans are in London, to be
honest. Okay, nice. But how are you a Scouser?
Okay, so my dad was born in Nigeria, right? In the
Really?
I never knew that. I thought you were from England.
I thought you were from here,
This is my natural habitat. No, my dad was born in Nigeria in the 60s, right? And then when he grew up, he was supporting Liverpool like in the 70s. And that's when Liverpool were
proper.
Kenny Dalglish and that man, Ian Rush. So when he came to like London in the 80s and whatnot, of course, like Liverpool was his team, even though he lived in London.
Yeah.
But you know, with like Africans and people from outside of the UK, it doesn't matter where you live.
Yeah, they don't care.
That's my favourite player played for this team.
Yeah.
So when I was born, obviously, like 96, my dad's like, you support Liverpool? And I said, okay.
Yeah.
Kind of thing. Of course, there's a lot of like heartbreak I experienced, but
A lot. Around them times, I think,
But I obviously seen like FA Cups before we like went on to win, you know,
the big ones,
the Premier League and whatnot. Mm-hmm. I saw FA Cup or whatnot. I saw Champions League.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
And then I saw Jay Spear and Konchesky. Yeah. All them man there as well. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Akolani.
Akolani was all right.
I'll give it that. Akolani was all right. It was just,
I liked him still.
Couple man just that should not have been at Liverpool based on the history. But I stuck with the club and, you know, reaping the benefits now, you know what I'm trying to say? Life's different now, bro. Life's different. What can I say? I've got rings on and shit.
But you say you're just collecting.
You know what I'm saying?
Collecting.
Bro?
Fair enough. Listen.
Why are you lot United fans?
I can't lie, your story's the same as mine, bro. Yeah, I can't lie. My brother gave me no choice, so there is. I can't, there's nothing else, literally.
It's even different for me because my dad was a Chelsea fan. Yeah.
I can see why he was a Chelsea fan, though, to be fair. Like, most Africans.
Yeah. He was a Chelsea fan. Yeah. He tried.
Mm.
Bless him. No, he tried. But I was just camped on the corner of my front room, stand, computer at the time, first row sports.
You were tapped in from early,
bro,
though.
Just getting it cracking by myself. Streams lagging. I'm going mad. Tapping in Tevez, Rooney. Was that Berbatov? Was that Ronaldo? Just moving mad.
Hella viruses on your computer, by the way.
You get
hella viruses. You get what I'm saying,
bro? That computer, that's ancient history.
That's done, you get, bro.
But obviously, I just took a liking to how he was playing, didn't it, at the time.
Who was the player for you? That
Rooney.
Rooney.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like Rooney was the epitome.
Who was the player for you?
No, same, bro. I can't lie. Just before Rooney, the way Scholes played football was thing. But then he was before, like, my first memory. But Rooney was there throughout.
Throughout my time.
So. The age was
probably makes the most sense.
Yeah.
Obviously, for me, Steven Gerrard.
Of course.
Yeah, I mean, I had dreams that I was playing Champions League with Steven Gerrard.
Every
kid had a dream.
And you touched the grass.
I touched the grass, but not the grass that they touched.
Not the greener grass.
That's the greenest of grasses.
You know
what I'm saying? Like, every kid's dream was to play
with
their favourite player. Mm-hmm. When Gerrard retired or left the Prem, bro, my heart, bro.
Yeah.
I was like, I can't play with my goat as of right now.
Heartbreaking.
But yeah, like, Gerrard was my guy.
Fair enough. Yeah, fair enough.
Thierry Henry almost had me at Arsenal. Oh, bro, I'd be so
rude. He nearly swindled you.
What?
Loan transfer.
Bear man got swindled by Thierry Henry, by Thierry Henry in our age group kind of thing.
But they're facing everlasting heartbreak.
Long
may it continue.
Community Shield.
You get what I'm trying to say? Long may it continue, bro. Do you get what I'm saying? Obviously, at the start of the season, with Slot coming in, you knew you had a new gaffer. That was, you know, going to touch base.
Mm.
You had Klopp leaving, most successful manager in your history.
In recent history. Like Bill Shankly and that.
Cool. Mm. So, what was your expectations going into the season? Because we didn't predict Liverpool to get top four,
let alone where you are now.
Four points clear in that.
Say nothing.
I can't lie, beginning of the season, I was like, it's going to be like a battle to be like top four.
Mm.
My thing is, if we can finish Champions League spots, we've had a very good season, especially off the back of Klopp's last season. We ended, obviously, with Carabao Cup, and we finished, I want to say, fourth? Could have been third. One of the two, anyway. I think it could be third or fourth.
Yeah, and you were there for a while.
Yeah, we were up there for a while, then we dropped off. I think it was third, actually. Yeah. And everyone saw that, like, the team was a little bit in decline and whatnot. Mm. That was the narrative that people were saying, that, oh yeah, VVD's finished. Salah is, like, he's not going to get more than 20 goals next season, and rare.
What did you think it was?
I just feel like every team has a cycle, innit, essentially. Klopp leaving as well. Like, we didn't know if Trent was going to stay or not, because if he's going to Real Madrid, obviously, we'll talk about that later. But like, when Slot came in, no one really knew much about him. Obviously, I knew he won a title in Holland and whatnot, but
he was Ten Hag's
understudy in that, as well, you know what I'm saying? I'm thinking, I see Ten Hag, I say, not for Bulldog manager, man.
I'll be honest, when you lot were getting Slot, I was thinking,
I saw him, I was like, the Eggman looking kind of, well done out here, man. Hot for, hopefully. And then when he came in, first few games, I was like, we're balling.
Before the first few games, though, was it more of how he was speaking?
I can't lie. We had Ten Hag, and he couldn't structure a sentence in English.
Yeah.
And then he's come in.
First language,
it isn't. But it was like, there was such a struggle to get his message across.
Yeah.
And then Slot's come in, and it's like,
it was so clear.
And he's taken up the presence of the room. I was taken aback a little bit. So it was like,
I'll be real, like, Klopp kind of set the base for him to come in and, you know, and whatnot. Obviously, a lot of people are trying to discredit Klopp and say, I'm sorry, Slot, and say, oh, he's winning off of, like, Klopp's team or whatnot. But this is the same Klopp's team that everyone was saying was on the decline.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Gravenberch wasn't a big part of Klopp's team.
Wasn't a part at all.
You know what I'm trying to say? Either injured or just wasn't, like, ready.
Good.
You know what I'm trying to say? So, you have to give him some, like, a lot of credit for what he's coming to do. It's a Premier League first season. It's looking like we're going to win the league.
Mm.
But in saying that, there's been a couple hiccups that's made me look at it like, okay, I know we're about to win the league, but we definitely need to, like, get in some
reinforcement.
Because say for example, Salah goes.
Yeah. No, don't worry. Don't worry, hold your horses.
So we'll get there. So given you were saying top four, hopefully at the start of the season, up until I'd say that second leg against PSG, how do you feel now? Compare that feeling before that tie and to how you feel now.
Okay.
And how you felt at the beginning of the season. How can you explain that feeling? Because it must feel a bit strange.
Okay, beginning of the season, I was obviously very, very confident. Got to Christmas and I said, we're going to win the league. Mm. I said that from, got on my WhatsApp. Mm-hmm. My WhatsApp, Christmas time, we're going to win. Yeah. People saying, oh, take easy. But it's when you start to face a little bit of adversity, that's when you start to see, like, okay, here's the cracks. Mm. So the results that we were getting, of course, we lost to Forest the first half of the season. Mm-hmm. But the cracks that started to like form, I realised that, you know, we were kind of painting over them already with, like, you know, winning and whatnot. Of course, there's been like some debate whether or not this is like one of the worst Premier League seasons of all time.
Because
obviously a lot of teams have dropped off.
Yeah.
That's a whole nother debate itself. Man. But
it's always mentioned.
But it's kind of like brought me back down to earth. So before the season started, I was quite like, you know what, top four, I feel like we have enough to finish top four. Season started, got to December, I'm like, yo, we're the best team in Europe, kind of thing. Like,
you were, we were
in the top of Champions League group or whatnot. I hadn't lost a game. And then obviously, then the cracks started to form. We have a couple more losses, like Plymouth and whatnot. See, that's when I realised, with the Plymouth one, obviously we weren't playing our first team.
Yeah,
we had like some couple first team players, but then B team players more than anything. I was like, oh, that one's, that's fine, isn't it? We're still
That one you can
give a blah. You know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah. Magic of the cup and that.
You know what I'm trying to say? Big up Plymouth. You know what I'm trying to say?
Fairs.
But then it was probably the first leg, first leg against PSG, and I saw what Barcola, Dembele, Kvaratskhelia,
Mendes.
Mendes.
Let's talk about it.
That lock and key.
Yeah.
Salah
still in his pocket.
Couldn't move.
In his pocket.
It was like
unbelievable. So.
Yeah.
I don't think Salah beat him once.
Nah.
The first leg.
Nah.
And we came away with the biggest robbery of all time. I said, wow. I couldn't believe it. But from then I was like, yeah, man, we aren't the best team in Europe. There's still a lot of things that need to be done, kind of thing. Because I looked at our forward line, obviously, aside from Salah, who, if he's quiet, Jota couldn't really do anything.
He stank this season.
Yeah. Nunes.
Stank.
Diaz. All like good players in their own right, but they're probably not like starters for title challenging teams. Like, if you look at City, Bayern Munich, Barcelona, Real Madrid, all these lot, like, you look at their forward lines, you think, okay.
And it's not even just their forward line. It's the depth.
Yeah, the depth, exactly.
It's the depth that's, exactly. It's the depth that's key in the latter stages of these
Is that why? Is that why? I'll pause. Because I was sitting there and I was just like, I was nodding my head a little bit. And I was thinking, it was like, how you emphasize the depth. It's the depth.
Okay, but so it's off the camera, depth. You trying to... Because he's doing this because off camera. You said, you know what happened.
Depth, look,
you know what
and
he
I,
does.
And I felt shy. I felt shy when you said that. You said depth. Look to me. I went like this.
I didn't even see that man. Look the way I'm thinking, wrong. Is that what we're doing
here? That's the part.
Fair enough. Okay, I hold my hands. You know what I'm trying to say.
No, but you're right though. Like, in terms of like the availability of a wider squad.
Yes.
We don't have that in abundance the way that these other top teams do.
Yeah.
So after that first game against PSG, I was like, right, okay, we've robbed them here. Obviously, second game, crashing out. I think we didn't deserve to go. We played better in the second game.
But yeah, I think that was more of a shootout.
Yeah,
at that point, you're expecting to go through, I believe, in it.
Like, yeah. Anfield.
We're losing at Anfield.
We lost in 90 minutes and lost.
Yeah.
And penalties as well, which is, it's crazy. Like, you would have thought Anfield Champions League night.
I didn't score.
Yeah, we didn't
score. Fair enough.
Well, I mean, when Nunes grabbed the ball for a penalty from then, I was just happy that he wasn't the only one that missed.
Yeah.
He's mental.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, it would have been. And then, okay, it's Newcastle. I went to the final. I went to go watch that.
Ooh.
Four.
And I was just like, they wanted it more.
Yeah.
The midfield battle. Because we've had a really good midfield, obviously, Szoboszlai, McAllister, Gravenberg. But because they've been playing.
Yeah.
And them man there are bullies in the midfield.
No, them man are a joke. It's still. A them man in midfield.
Kamara's Jolie.
And
if you're not controlling possession.
Yeah.
You're getting bulldozers. And we got found out, obviously, from the corner, Dan Byrne. We had McAllister marking Dan Byrne. He's 6'7".
I never get when I see these things happening.
You can't even legislate for it.
I just don't understand it.
Isak's goal was mad. I hope we get him in the summer. I don't even know if we're even one of the clubs that's in for him. Essentially, but you know,
but that's the kind of caliber.
I hear it.
Essentially, and Salah in a way has been struggling. Yeah. But I feel like in the past he had Mane and Firmino to help him out. Whereas now it's like we'll mark him. Yeah.
But if you mark Salah out of the game,
we got a chance now because it's like we ain't got a Mane on the other side where we got to worry about him now. Do you get it? So
that's what Mendes did and that's what Newcastle did. They locked Salah out the game final and we literally had nothing.
And it's also as well the way your midfield setup is as well because of how good you guys are on the ball.
Mm-hmm.
Pains me to say, but like it's techie, bro. Like if you have a team that have a lot of attacking players in the final third that can get on the ball, etc.
Because
you guys don't have a number 10 that is known for
like the creative
and knitting things together. It's more of the, I don't want to say defensive side because he's played his part in certain games going forward, but I would say that's a detriment as well in certain games where you need your 10 to, or the midfielder that's the furthest forward to be getting on the ball, doing certain things.
I think first half of the season, we were doing that obviously with McAllister, Gravenberch was cleaning up kind of thing. Szoboszlai, proper engine essentially, and he does have some tech as well, his ball striking and he's passing as well. But it's like over an extended period of time of them playing so much.
No, it catches up. Bro. Imagine that week. You had the league game. You had that second leg. Went extra time, and then you had the final.
It does,
and it goes back to your point where it's like you haven't got that squad to maybe change it up a little bit in the final, you know what I mean? Exactly. Without like weakening the team. Dropping
off massively.
For sure. So what? You got a lot of players coming to the end of their contracts. There's been a lot of rumours circulating past few weeks, past few months. It's been a while, you know. Like, I don't know what's going on, bro. Like, no, but I want to know, like, do you think it can be sustained into next season? Like,
you know what? It's a crime. It's actually quite villainous from FSG not to. Our three best players, Salah, Trent, VVD, are all out of contract. In summer. This summer.
It's
2025.
Basically April.
Obviously, a lot of people are talking about, like, the players and whatnot. Like, yo, like, obviously, with the news that came out about Trent going to Real Madrid and whatnot, people are talking about, fans are like, oh, it's like he owes them something, essentially.
Would you say he's a snake?
I wouldn't say he's a snake, no. Like,
would you go a little bit less than that? Not that strong, but like,
I think he's paid his dues to the club. He's been since he was like 7 years old. Obviously, he's a local lad, unlike myself, you know. He's a local lad. He's won everything with Liverpool.
Yeah,
captain aside,
I feel like he's accomplished everything that he can accomplish with Liverpool. When he wants to go to Real Madrid to, I don't know, broaden his horizons. I remember him saying in the interview that he wants to get like a Ballon d'Or or something like that. Mm. Chances of him getting a Ballon d'Or at Liverpool compared to Real Madrid, who are always like winning Champions League and stuff, is a lot less at Liverpool essentially.
Yeah.
So he's what, 26, he's turning 27 later on in the year.
Yeah.
He wants to go challenge himself and do something in Spain. He'll probably get like more rest playing right back in Spain than he does. He played against Doku, and Doku's doing a madness. And, you know what I'm trying to say? More physical or whatnot in the Prem. So I don't blame him. Salah's situation, even VVD situation. VVD is like 33, 34. Something
that was what I was gonna say. That's I can't lie. Obviously, world class players, but it's like, what do you do? I do feel with the Trent one, that should have never got to that, in my opinion. That's £100 million asset. Exactly. If we're being honest, and you didn't get him for nothing. So you could have got £100 million. So
he was free, but PSR would have been.
Yeah,
that's why I say FSG are they're villains because like You know it's what's coming up here. Yeah? You know Real Madrid have been sniffing around for like 2 years, essentially. They could have done the whole like Grealish, you know Grealish Aston Villa thing?
Yeah.
Do you get it? To avoid this. Give him a new deal.
Yeah, yeah.
But in that deal have a clause. You can go, but for this amount.
Yeah.
And Real Madrid have got the money to pay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They want him.
Yeah.
Carvajal's on his last legs.
Mm-hmm. They don't need anything else really. Like, yeah, you get it? So.
I think that's what hurts the most for Liverpool fans. The fact that, you know, he's homegrown and he's going for free.
Mm.
Which I understand. It's like, damn, like he's gone. VVD, I think, if out of the three, I think that he's probably the most closest to staying, essentially.
You think?
Like, yeah, because he's the oldest. He's oldest and the oldest one out of the three. And obviously centre back. Premier League seems quite easy for him, essentially. He can probably do like another 2 years in the Prem and go to Saudi and be picking up like 350 a week or something.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Salah, again, you have to look at it like, these have made so much money for Liverpool. Like, so much money for the club. Of course, it's the whole squad and other things that go into it. But, like, because these have been performing on the pitch, just getting into Champions League alone gets you, like...
Yeah, it's game changer.
A few mil.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
You know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
On top of, like, the competitions that we've won. Like, obviously, we've won the Prem, we've won Champions League, we've won Carabao, we've won FA Cup kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, these guys have made you a lot of money. Surely... you'd look to be like, okay, look, our normal way structure is like this. If we do it, it can kind of break our way structure. But because it's you, because of what you've done, we could probably give you like a year or two on these wages, but after that, we can't do any more.
Yeah.
Essentially.
Yeah.
Right? And I think the reason why Salah is taking so long with his contract, because he's probably thinking like, bro, like, I've actually contributed a lot here.
Yes.
I think, I don't know how many, the percentage of goals that Salah has scored for us.
This season?
That can,
or in general?
For us this season.
Yeah.
That constitute for all our goals.
No, like, yeah, it must be ridiculous.
One singular player, 34% of the goals.
Yeah.
He is pretty much the reason why we are where we are, essentially. And not to even, like, I just feel like FSG kind of failed the fans.
And like, they're at that age now where it's like, Salah's probably thinking, I can get, he's done what he's done, and he's like, I can get my last big, because he's not getting any younger, what I mean? So it's like, but I do understand the what do we do here, because they are Van Dijk is 33, did you say?
Yeah.
And Salah.
Salah is 32, 33.
Yeah, and obviously they've done something that others haven't, where they've still performing at that level at this age.
Prem,
do you get in the Prem?
Which is mad.
In Europe, everything. So it's like, I do get it, but.
Like, but them not going for free, that notion, it kind of makes me sick.
Yeah,
that's that. Like, I can't lie to you. If I had a Kobe going on a free.
He hasn't even signed a new deal, him.
Do you get? That's why it's the best.
Mm.
But it's not even the best, because
because
Trent has been successful
at the
highest level.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to contextualize it. If it was Kobe that hasn't won
anything.
Much.
Yeah, yeah.
Just an FA Cup.
FA Cup.
You know what I'm saying?
The closest comparison I can is when we lost Ronaldo and Tevez in the same summer after we won... we went the Champions League final, lost it. It's something similar to what you guys are in now. And it's like, even then though, we got our ATMs. Do you get
it? I was in school.
And then Tevez was on loan. There was this whole hurrah about something with Fergie and whatnot. So at least you got your context. Whereas these lot, it's like, they're your three best players.
All going the same season.
They're all going at the same summer for free. Like, you're not even getting any fees for them. You're not getting fees from Saudi or anything like that to at least...
Saudi offered...
Yeah, do you get it? Yeah, I remember that.
How does it look, though, as an institution, though? Genuinely, like, how does it look if Liverpool are letting... Forget about three of these players, but even just one.
Yeah.
Like, how does that look? Does that bode well for you guys? Like, because at the end of the day, you're about to win the Premier League.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you lost to PSG, but that tie could have swung in the balance, etc. So how does that look for other players... thinking to come to Liverpool? Is it?
I guess it tells players about like the club's ambitions, essentially. Like, what is it that you actually want to do? Because the club, knowing that the club probably expected to be potentially winning the Premier League this season. So the fact that we're here now is like a...
I think it makes it worse. I think you're about to win the league.
So they've looked at it like, well, we're managing to win the league with this squad that people said were declining.
Mm.
We've saved a lot of money. Mm. We haven't really spent. We only bought Chiesa for, I think, less than 20 mil.
Change.
Which is, and he's not really playing like that.
Mm.
So they're just looking at it like, okay, we've made money. We saved money, essentially. Thank you so much, Mr. Salah. Thank you so much, Mr. Trent Alexander-Arnold. Thank you so much, Mr. Van Dijk. We don't really need to offer you the money that you're asking for now.
Do you not? Because
we, that's what I'm saying. They're villains.
Yeah. So I'm saying
we do.
Yeah, yeah. So the hole that it leaves you in, where do you go from there in terms
like
of,
let's say the unthinkable happens and you lose all three. Like one thing's losing Jurgen Klopp last year, but another thing is losing, and they're all three of them. And like it's just,
I guess with right back position, I like Conor Bradley. Conor Bradley's a very good player.
Yeah.
Not to say that his qualities in terms of on the ball and the passes that Trent replaces Trent, but
you can still
he's a very good like Premier League fullback for sure. Van Dijk won that one is killer because obviously we still have Konate
injury prone at times.
Gomez, who is injury prone as well. I can't even think of anyone else that really.
Konsa. He can't step up. Can't, big boots to fill.
It's the boots. I wouldn't.
I don't know
him.
If he can fill. I don't know. Looking at it, if he leaves, you can't quantify losing.
There is no one right there now. There is no kind of one. That we're losing players in all of our important positions.
Yeah.
How we play, and then Salah, like, Jota, Nunes, Diaz, Chiesa,
Diaz.
Yeah.
I said Diaz already, I think.
Gakpo.
Those five. And then obviously, Harvey Elliott sometimes can play on the right. Or
and you were talking about creativity, and those two are your main sources of goals, assists.
Like, unless we do something in the summer, because the one good thing is that we haven't spent much, right? By winning the Prem, getting Champions League football again or whatnot, getting like, the big wages off our thingy, if all three of them leave, it could potentially open us up to our scouting network has to be amazing, so we have to go find like the next big star on the cheap, which is obviously what happened when we got Salah.
Yeah, like the same thing.
Could it set you back though?
Yeah,
it could set you back.
Because, but with a Premier League title though, in that time, if it sets you back, it's like, well, we've got a Prem kind of thing.
You can go another 30 years, to be honest.
I've seen two Prem titles and two Champions Leagues in my lifetime. Yeah, as a Liverpool fan.
That's what I'm saying. I hear it. You can go another
fight. If I die tonight, God forbid, I'm good to go.
Yeah.
I'm good to go.
Fair. I hear it at the end of the day. I do hear it. And it's like, I just think if you lose these players, in regards to Salah, you have to get Isak. If Salah leaves.
Or that type of.
That's the. No, because we're talking about.
Premier League proven.
Fair. It would have been Kvaratskhelia for me. But that's with Salah staying. If Salah goes, I think it's only Isak in the Prem. Or a player like, dare I say it, Kane. I don't see it happening.
Apparently Kane wants to come back to the Prem.
Yeah, I hear it as well. Wants to chase down the record.
Yeah. If he wins something with Bayern Munich, I think he'd be open.
Yeah, same.
I'll be real.
Same,
I'll
to be fair.
And I would take him in a heartbeat pause to come and play for Liverpool. I said it quick.
Okay.
Can't get me.
Yeah, so obviously we've chopped it up about Liverpool. Speaking about players that could potentially leave, I mean, he's been on the way out, like left, right and center. Does United want me? Does Chelsea want me?
I've seen the memes.
Am I gonna have to go back to United? Is the locker room gonna be available to me?
Someone in the studio right now said, put the Dortmund in the bag.
I heard that.
I thought that was crazy.
Yeah.
It wasn't you that said
no,
that.
It wasn't even me.
Like, someone said,
produce, was it you?
Put the Dortmund in the bag, bro.
Yeah, like, get back to where you belong.
I said, yo.
Get back to where
someone
you belong.
Someone said in it, not me. Not me, innit?
Not me, but that
person. I agree with that.
Yeah, I agree with that person.
You know what it is with Sancho, yeah? He's a very, very, very good player. Very good player. But the Prem, like, you know, it's not for everyone, innit?
Yeah,
kind of thing. Anthony is thriving in La Liga.
Yeah, very good point. Very good point.
He's one of the faces, obviously, Musiala, Rafinha. Yeah, yeah. But every post you see La Liga posting is Anthony and his stupid aura face. Like,
the little face he does, innit?
That little face that he loves to do.
Sniffing around,
man. Rats. But like Sancho, Sancho's a very good player, but it just hasn't worked for him, obviously, at United. When he was at United, it was a bit of a shame because Ronaldo came at that time as well, which kind of, I guess, stunted a little bit. because he had to do, he wasn't really the main man. Mm. Ronaldo was the main man, essentially. Chelsea, first five games, I think he was quality kind of thing. People were looking at it. He had quite a few, not a few, but like he had some assists as well.
When he started, I can't lie, when he started, I was like, okay.
That's when Chelsea were looking good as well. I was thinking, oh, Chelsea. This was like maybe November time. Mm. I was like, oh, Chelsea might could be challenging for the title with the players that I had. Nonny Madueke and all them like, were cooking. Mm-hmm. But yeah, like something just happened. Mm. And it's just not working for him anymore at Chelsea. I can't see him. Can you not see him at any other like Premier League club? Like
I can't see him in the Premier League full stop.
Mm. I think he needs to earn his trade in Italy.
Or Italy? Not. It's not even handpicking a certain league. I just think it's just not the Premier League.
Yeah.
I mean, if I'm being honest.
A great example would be Ademola Lookman at Atalanta right now, essentially. Mm. Just one, obviously, one African, best African player of the year. Mm-hmm. And one Europa League with the hat trick that he scored. Mm-hmm. Ridiculous, by the way. I think he finished, was it fourth or top five in Ballon d'Or rankings? Or was it sixth or something like that? Mm-hmm. It was top 10, innit? Yeah, guaranteed Garrow. top 10 kind of thing. And I wouldn't say to him, like, come back to the Prem. Like, bro, do you know what you're doing in Italy, bro? Like, you're still getting the plaudits and the accolades playing over there. Mm. There's nothing wrong with not being able to play in the Premier League to your best ability, essentially. Because it's not for everyone. Jude Bellingham didn't come to the Prem.
Yeah.
From Birmingham, he went to Dortmund.
Deeper.
From Dortmund, he went to Real Madrid. And we still see him as one of the best midfielders in the world right now without him playing a single minute in the Premier League.
Mm-hmm.
Do you get it? So it's not a bad thing. It's not a failure. You've tried. Seems not for you, that's calm. You can still go back to Dortmund. Of course, though, we were also saying before, London is his home, innit? The UK is his home.
Hmm.
Like, you know, there's a lot of things that...
Has that been a detriment?
Of course, bro.
Because you know how it gets, yeah, when you've played abroad.
Yeah.
So you can definitely touch on the differences that being at home, the pros and the cons...
I'll be real.
In regards to being away.
Being away... It kept me more focused.
Of course.
That's so much more focused.
Of course, bro.
Obviously, I'm not going to like different events I would have probably been going to back in London, essentially. I'm not with like my actual like, people them.
Yeah.
Not to say I didn't go out and enjoy myself from time to time, but I'm not going crazy or whatnot.
You're grounded.
Like, I'm grounded and I know what I'm there for.
Exactly.
I'm there to play football, make my money, try and make a name for myself so I can progress to another 100%. Bigger club, essentially. And there's something about like playing in your home country where there's a lot of noise around you.
Just say it, man. What are we doing here? trying to go around the bush and trying to do this.
I was being so professional.
Yeah, come on.
I was like, you know, in the stratosphere.
Bro, that's the reason, bro.
I cannot lie.
I'm not putting it just down to that, but that's a massive, massive reason. Bro.
The baddies are baddying, though.
Do you get it, bro? In this social media era. You get it. It's just in your face. So
I hear him.
Bro.
But I say, ah.
And it's the, he's the hunger has been lost.
I'm not saying lost because we can't speak for him. Obviously, we can just talk from like what we see on the pitch.
Yeah, but in my opinion, the hunger's lost. And I think that because, bro, like, I'm from the ends, bro, innit?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
If you change my life in a matter of days or whatever, innit? Because remember, he's a young youth, innit?
Yeah.
So when he got his first move, etc., and all of that, bro, we're talking about not even just generational wealth, bro.
It's
we're
ridiculous.
Talking about my kids.
You might have paid him $350 a week, innit?
Bro.
Yeah.
And then look at what Dortmund was paying him.
Yeah.
Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So
the money.
Yeah, bro. Yeah. It's what happens, bro. Sometimes, bro, when money's thrown into the equation, man will lose the hunger, bro. The sight that they're seeing is lost now.
And I guess that's obviously what fans look at and see from the outside.
Yeah.
Obviously, of course, we will never be privy to what's going on.
100.
On the inside at Chelsea. That's why I will never just flat out say that he's lost the hunger. Mm-hmm. But he could probably be training his hardest right now.
Yeah.
Something's just not clicking for him.
But the hunger is, when I say the hunger is to compete at the highest level.
Mm.
It's not to be a bog standard
player. Let me tell you something about football though, yeah? Mm. When it comes to like competing at the highest level. Sometimes, it's not even about your ability.
I agree.
No, no, 100%. 100%.
It's about what's going on behind the scenes.
100%.
Because like when I was in Scotland, I played at Livingston, right? Mm. Of course, I was young and whatnot, and I didn't really understand what goes into being like a first team player, right? So I was like, I was on the bench a lot. But there's certain conversations that happen within like the board, with the manager, certain players that have to play, this player's earning politics. This amount of money, politics, yeah. right? And if a manager ain't digging you,
yeah, it's long.
It don't matter Pause. What.
Yeah.
I was doing so well.
Bro, I will always prevail. Trust me.
He could have described it so differently.
Hey, bro, what's going on there?
When you man are making this edit, make sure you put motivational music when I'm speaking. And then put the book.
What? End the stream, Robbie.
Jesus.
Just end it.
If a manager is not rocking with you,
yeah,
it's long. So yeah. It's a dark day, innit, kind of thing. Because there's nothing that you can do to get into his good books, essentially. And if he does give you the minutes to play, then it's not really minutes that you can really affect. And if you do affect like the 15, 12 minutes that it gives you at the end of the game, doesn't guarantee you playing starting 9 minutes.
But what if that's now two managers on the bounce that's not rocking with you? Or if there was things we were hearing at Dortmund and etc. At what point do we go...
Yeah,
what's like, the what's issue?
Yeah. That's a very good question.
And to chime in, Ten Hag sent him to the mountains.
Yeah, loud and for the mental health and whatnot.
Do you get what I'm trying to say? Yeah,
yeah, and it's little things like that. It's like, if we go through that situation again, it's like, a lot was made about an apology and all of that. And it's like, yeah, at what point is it, do you get what I mean?
It's just... Yeah, I hear you. It's like, it's a tough one, isn't it? Essentially, because only he knows what's going on in his head right now. And what's the reason why he's not hitting the levels that we've all seen him reach before. Let's not get it twisted. Mm-hmm. The guy is a very good player. But again, added with distractions, probably not training to the best of his ability due to other factors that we may not be privy to. Mm. Or maybe he is training to the best of his ability and it's not enough for the manager. Mm. Maybe he just needs to go to a different league and do it again, start again, essentially. And that's...
Yeah, and I think that was... I was speaking to a few Chelsea fans and it was like, it ain't worked at United. I used to watch him week in, week out.
Yeah.
And I've always said to the boys, I've never been so sure of like a player without sounding too like harsh.
Yeah.
Hitting it off. Mm-hmm. So like every Chelsea fan I speak to and they will bring up the start of the season and I would say that will end eventually because I've seen this story
like
before. Yeah. I've been through a lot. Yeah. You get.
I see from your demeanor. That will end. No doubt about it. That will end.
So yeah, and what I'm seeing right now don't surprise me.
Yeah,
and that's not me saying that like, he's not putting the work in or anything like that. I just like you said. Mixing it up with the league and obviously some certain distractions and whatnot. I just thought, yeah, that move after United had to be abroad.
Yeah.
And now we're talking about obligations. Not being. I've never heard of that in my life.
Bro, I never knew it was a thing.
Has that ever happened?
Never.
Jokes aside, it's always us.
Chelsea said, you know what? Let me just. 5 M's.
Chelsea, I can't lie. I rate Chelsea though. No, I rate Chelsea because they pulled a wall over our eyes, bro.
Oh my.
We're thinking.
And who does that?
Top 11. Top 11.
And who's doing that deal at United where it's like.
To get him back.
$5 million, if that doesn't work out for you, if that mistake doesn't work out for you, give you $5 million.
Is Woodward still in the building?
you lot are finished financially. Dusted.
The $5 million might help.
That might change our lives.
They could do. Maybe the kit man could get food and a lifestyle.
That's too low.
That's what you're on, yeah. Can I come for my club? Say nothing. But listen, it's mad, bro. It's been a mad Premier League season.
This season, bro, there's been some great stories as we've seen already. Nottingham Forest. No. Bournemouth, great story. Fulham are looking good as well. Yeah, I think it's like Anthony Robinson is top of the assists.
I think for... Salah's above him.
But yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. Exactly. As normally you normally see Trent over there, I'm saying. But he's seeing Real Madrid and this man. Yeah. But like, aside from that, the race for top four, fourth attempt is 5 points.
Yeah, mad.
And now it's fifth, apparently. We might get fifth.
Well. So it's going to heat up even more.
Yeah.
But if this is the last thing we're going to talk about, it's the relegation, like the three teams. It's a disaster.
Yeah.
That will be the second year in a row.
That championship teams that come up will go straight back down.
Yeah. I said there needs to be a certain fine for teams that go straight back down.
So if you want to come to the Prem. No, you're already talking about the Prem, yeah? And I'm starting to look at who might get promoted and I'm seeing the same guys. We'll give them a blight. But I'm talking about Burnley, Sheffield United.
Yeah.
And I already know the story next year.
It's the disparity of the players. The thing is, all these players, technically, are amazing players.
Yeah, of course.
Even Championship is a very physical league. Yeah, one of the hardest things to get out of, that they say, innit, essentially.
Gokeres, look at what Joby Bellingham
did. You know what I'm saying?
There's gems there.
Joby Bellingham.
Yeah.
Last week I did Joby Bellingham.
Yeah.
Job. His name is Job.
He struggled to say it as well. You should have just kept quiet,
he just
man.
Said, you know, we did. We did Joby Bellingham. You know when you say that watching football with your dad? You know what you want
Yeah.
You know that Jude brother, Joby Bellingham. That's a very good player.
I have no words.
Wow.
I have no words.
English.
Stinker.
Oh my days.
Listen, and on that note, pleasure. Pleasure having you on, bro.
Absolute pleasure, man. Honestly, it's a great episode, bro.
Bro, it's been a good laugh, bro.
Listen, you, man, keep on doing what you're doing. This is amazing stuff, man. Great discussion.
No, we appreciate it, bro.
Good banner as well. Yeah. English left the chat.
It's been leaving the chat today, bro.
Yeah, you know, right?
That was weird. Joby, man.
That's what we're doing. And listen. Thank you so much for watching the ep. We're going to be back sooner than you think. Thank you for Sanch, Moses, you know, coming into the studio.
Appreciate you having me. Appreciate
allowing
you
us to chop
thank
it
you,
up.
Moses, man. Thank you.
We'll be back with another video, man. Share, like, comment, subscribe, all of that good stuff, man. Peace.
Peace.